Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on his promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
We're going to do this song. It's called You Waited.
You came out of your way. You sat down to speak to me. What amazing grace that you've shown, so patiently, and you waited for me, just for me. Oh.
And we need to give him praise and give him honor and give him glory today. Blessed assurance, Jesus. Oh, what a portent of glory divine. Here of salvation. Purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, yeah, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. Vision of rapture now burst on my side. Angels descending, rain from above. Echoes of mercy, whispers of love. Anybody got a story today? This is my story, yeah, this is my song. Praising my Savior all day long. Oh, this is my story. like this verse. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, yeah, looking above. Filled with His goodness, lost in His love. Somebody had a praise of today. This is my story. Yes, sir. This is my song. Praising my Savior. Praise Him all the day long. Oh, this is my story. Yeah. This is my song. Praising my Savior. Oh, can I do it one more time? Can we do the chorus one more time? Oh, this is my story. Yeah, Lord, this is my song. Yeah, praising my Savior. I'ma praise Him all day long. Oh, this is my story. Yeah, this is my song. Praising my Savior all day long. Come on, praise Him. Give Him praise. Anybody got a story today? Hallelujah. About the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Let us go in prayer. Reverend Guyton is going to come at this time.
Here we are once again, found in your house.
Thank you, Lord.
Where prayers are heard and mercy is surely found.
My Lord, my Lord.
We come this morning, Father, just to say thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you, Heavenly Master, for just watching over us.
Yes, Lord.
And protecting us.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that we can only be protected by you.
Yes, Lord.
Heavenly Master, as we come this morning, we come asking that you would just fill your house.
Do Lord, do Lord.
With your Holy Spirit.
Please, sir.
And that you would give the preacher this morning preaching power.
Yes, Lord.
And let us all hear and understand every word that is being said.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
And when you do this for us, dear Master, we promise that we will give your name all the glory,
yes,
and the honor and the praise.
Yes, Lord.
And it is in Jesus' name,
Jesus
that
name,
we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Come on, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Our scripture will be found in the 46th Psalm, Psalms 46. Amen. Psalms 46. Amen. When you've gotten there, please signify by saying amen. Praise God. Starting at verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, for every present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathens raised, the kingdom was moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolation he has made in the earth. He maketh war to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bows and cutteth the spear in sunder. Be burned the chariot. He burns the chariots in the fire. Be still. Somebody say, be still. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathens. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Praise God. You might be seated. Give this male chorus a hand as they bless us this morning with the song of Zion.
Good morning, New Hope.
Morning.
Come on, let us praise the Lord in this house this morning.
Yes.
Let us praise the Lord this morning.
Yes.
Every step I make, I'm gonna make it in the name of Jesus. Yes, I am. Every step I made, I'm gonna make it in the name of Jesus. Because every year round go, it gets a little
higher.
I'm gonna sing it in the name of Jesus. Yes, I am. Every song I sing, I'm gonna sing it
in the name of Jesus.
Yes, I am. Because every year round go, it gets a little in the name of Jesus. Yes, I am. Every prayer I pray, I'm gonna pray in the name of Jesus. Yes, I am. Because every year round go, it gets a little higher. Yeah, ooh, I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make it. Every step I take, I'm gonna make it. Heels make it high, still I'm gonna make it. Valleys make it low, still I'm gonna make it. Oh, I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make it. Yes, I am. I'm gonna make it. Yeah, I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make it. In the name of Jesus, I'm gonna make it. 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 Because every year round go, it gets a little
higher.
Yeah, ooh. Every step up,
you're gonna make it for the Lord. You're gonna make it for Jesus.
Oh, Oh, I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make it. Every step that I take, I'm gonna make it. In the name of Jesus. Every step that I take, hey, I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make it. Gotta make it low. I'm gonna make it. Just make it low. I'm gonna make it. 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 I'm y'all gonna make it. I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make it. Hills make it high. Better make it low. I'm gonna make it. Just make it high. I'm gonna make it. Better make it low. I'm gonna make it. 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 Cause every year round go, it gets a little higher, higher, yeah. Ooh, ooh.
Yeah. Praise God. Every round gets a little higher and higher. But I'm gonna make it. Amen. Because I've got Jesus on my side. Is that all right? Give him another hand if you will. Praise God. Praise God. We give all honor and praises to our Heavenly Father and to, amen, all of the Reverend clergy's in the house and to the officers and to the mothers and to all of you saints and friends, our ushers, amen. To First Lady Steed, thank God for all of you that are present today. Amen. Those of you that are listening in by way of virtue, we thank God for you today. We welcome you here to the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church here in Powder Springs, Georgia. Amen. Praise God. We come to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. You look good, but I came to see Jesus. Come on, tell somebody, you look mighty good to me, but I came to see Jesus. Hallelujah. I came to lift up his holy name. Amen. Praise God. We want to take this opportunity, amen, to give our prayers and condolences to all of the 9/11 families, the victims there that lost lives, amen, in that tragic crisis. Amen. Our prayers and heart goes out to them. It kind of hit home for me because my sister's husband was one of those victims that died in that 9/11, amen, crash of the Twin Towers. Amen. But we thank God that he's blessing her and her family, that they're moving on. Amen. Believing that God is still in control. Amen. Praise God. So we pray for them, amen, and we celebrate with them this anniversary. It's been 20 years now, amen, that crisis happened, and over 2,000 lost their lives there. So we share in the loss of those that were so brave. Some could have got out, but they was trying to save others. Amen. And we thank God for their service. Amen. All right. Today is one of the days that we celebrate all of those that had a birthday in the month of September. Amen. So if you had a birthday in the month of September, will you stand? Amen. Stand with me. Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear saints. Happy birthday to you. Praise God. May you have many, many more years of happiness and good health. Amen. Now, did anyone was brave enough to get married in September? Will you stand? Amen. I'm standing again. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. How many years, First Lady? 41. Oh, man. Sis Lola. How many years, Sis Lola? 33. All right. All right. 31. Praise God. 11. Amen. Praise God. May God continue blessing your marriage. Amen. God bless you. All right. Let us keep. Before I do that, let me say again, we thank you for those of you who are dedicated, committed into sending your tithe and your offerings in every week. We appreciate you so much that we're able to keep the church, amen, going. So we thank you for all of your tithes and your offering. May the Lord bless you real good. All right, we want to ask that you continue praying for Deacon Dorsey Johnson and his recovery, amen. And of course, he lost his brother, so let's keep him lifted in prayer. Also, let's keep Sister Keisha Sherry in your prayers. Her daughter and her husband caught the virus. And so let's keep them lifted in prayer. They're recovering at home. And also Sister Josephine Daniels, she caught the virus and she's recovering. So let us keep her lifted in prayer also. Amen. And let's continue praying for Deacon Griffin's father, who's recovering from a stroke, and Deacon Rivers. Deacon Russell Vaughn's, also Reverend Guyton and his wife. Reverend Guyton is here today, but he had to put his wife back in the hospital. Amen. So let's keep her lifted in prayer. Amen. Amen. We believe that God is going to take care of her. Reverend James, let's keep him in prayer. Sister Quilla Hackett, Javita Moore. Amen. And Sister Angie Smith and Sister Karen Armstrong, let's keep her lifted in prayer. Amen. She had a little setback, but we know that when we get set back, God is setting us up for something good. Come on, somebody. Amen. So let's keep them lifted in prayer, if you will. For we believe that prayer still works. Amen. God bless you. Let's get ready now for some more good music. Coming from this male chorus, they're giving tribute to Lee Williams. Amen. For those of you who don't know who passed, amen. So let's keep that family lifted in prayer also as they get ready for his homegoing celebration. Amen.
Turn around. You might not understand me. You see, I've come to turn around. If you don't mind, can I say it one more time? You see, I've come. Yes, I have. While on this journey,
yes, yes, yes.
You see my body get all racking with pain. You see, but all of my works, all of my works, all of my works won't be in vain. The top of the hill, and that's why I've come. Yes, I have to turn one more thing. If y'all don't mind me saying, sometimes I get to the crossroads in my life.
Yes, yes.
I turn to my right.
Yeah.
I see sickness. I see trouble. Misunderstanding is all on my right side. And then I turn to my left.
Yeah.
I see trouble, confusion on every hand. And that's why I'm going to stay right here. I'm going to stay here. You see, I've come. Yes, I have. To turn around, I stay right here. You see, I've come to turn
around.
And when I look back over my life, I feel like sometimes I just want to go somewhere and sit down and fold my arms. But then when I think about how good God been to me, when I think about how far He done brought me, and when I think about how good He's been to me, I just wanna steal away. I just wanna steal away somewhere and just fold my arms. And when I think about how good God been to me, I steal away all by myself. I steal away.
Steal away.
Because God been good to me.
Yeah.
You have to steal away. You have to steal away. And no matter how high my mountains may get, and no matter how low my valleys become,
yes.
Fellas, I promise the Lord.
Yes, sir. What did you promise?
I promise him if you just stay with me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I promised him if he wouldn't leave me, Brother Jerome. I promised him. Did anybody promise the Lord? I promised him that I wouldn't give up.
I may give up now.
I promised the Lord. I promised him.
I can't give up.
If he'd just stay with me. If he just stay with me,
I can't give up.
Because he done brought me too far.
Now,
is there anybody in this room this morning? Has the Lord been good to you? I can't give up now. I can't give up. I can't give up.
I can't give up.
He done brought me too far. The Lord been too good to me. Is he good? Has he been good to anybody? I know I can't give up. Y'all ought to help me say it. Y'all ought to help me say it. You ought to help me say it. I can't. I can't. I can't. No matter what I've been through, I can't give up. I can't give up. I can't give up. And you know what? Sometimes. Wait a minute. 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 Sometimes you have to steal away.
Steal away.
Get off by yourself. Find your little closet to get in. Go down on your knees and talk to the Lord, because he's been good to you and you and you. He's been good to you. And I promised him. I promised the Lord. I promised the Lord that I can't give up. I can't give up. I can't give up.
I can't give up.
No matter what happens.
Now.
I won't.
I
won't.
Now.
You see, I've come. To turn. Thank you. Thank you. Hold me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. He's been too good to me. He's been, there you go. He's been too good to me. He done brought me too far. Can I get a witness this morning? God done brought me too far. He's been too good. He's been too good. Oh, he's been too good. I can't. I can't. I can't. I can't.
I can't
give.
Woo!
Woo! He done brought me too far.
come too far.
Through prostate cancer, he brought me through COVID.
Yeah.
I can't give up.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Hallelujah. What a testimony. What a testimony. Everybody should have that testimony. I can't give up now. Amen. Come too far to turn around. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's all because of God's grace and His mercy. Yeah. Yes, sir. Praise them on the instrument. Yeah. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. He's worthy. He's worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet for a moment as we look at the Word of God. Psalms 46, verse 1. Psalms 46, verse 1. Amen. God is our refuge and strength. Very present help in the time of trouble. Amen. You might be seated. Father, we thank you once again for this privilege, for this opportunity to say a word for you. Come now, Lord, take these lips of clay of mine, change them, use them for your glory. Your people might hear a word from heaven. They might be saved, set free, delivered. Come, Holy Spirit, now. Take control. Do what you do best. Show up and show out. And we know everything will be all right. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Simply, our refuge and strength. Our refuge and strength. Psalms 46, responding to the present crisis in the USA. The event of 9/11 stunned the world. As we watch the news this weekend, it shows a rerun of the crisis covered on that day. In doing so, it can cause us sometimes to be speechless, perhaps a little scared. It seems impossible, and we look at the footage of the second plane going into the tower
in disbelief every time they show it. But brothers and sisters, these things happen because the world we live in overall have rejected God. That happens because people who have rejected God and are therefore running their own lives according to their own agendas and are filled with rage, hate, has decided to lash out in the most amazing act of violence. If you reject God, you see, anything goes. That's why people can act any old kind of way, because there's no really God in their lives. There's no need for love. There's no need for compassion. There's no need for mercy. There's no rules. There's no standards. You decide, you become your own God. The Bible is not surprised by that violence. It makes it clear that terrible things will continue to happen in a world that has pushed God out. Now, of course, it's very natural at times such as these to ask, why didn't God stop that? Surely he's powerful, and surely it wouldn't be outside of his control. Allow me, if you will, to say that I don't have any easy explanation to that question today. I'm not able, to know the mind and all that God is doing and why. So I'm not about to pretend to second guess God. But Isaiah 55, 8 through 9 tells us, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Amen. But what we can do, brothers and sisters, is to turn to the Word of God to see what God is saying about the situations that go on in our country. So let's look at Psalm 46 and 1 to share a thought, what God speaks to our situation and gives us some comfort and some hope. Psalm 46 and 1, for the director of music of the sons of Kerah, according to Almot, a song. There are four brief points the Psalms make here. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. I come to tell you, we are in trouble. The people of New York and Washington and all over the states and countries are in trouble. The coronavirus, the Delta virus, and now a new variant is on the rise. And where is God in all of this? I come to let you know he's right with us, always with us. But Hebrews 13 and 5 tells us, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because God has says, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. You know what a refuge is? A place of safety, a place of protection, a place to run to, a shelter. In our hearts, we run to him. For Jesus promised that by his Spirit, he actually lives within us and in us. That is how close he is. 1 John 4 and 1 says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you
than he that is in the world. And because he lives in the believer, he knows our needs. He knows our struggles. He knows our pain today. So run to him as if it was feeling his loving arms wrapped all around us, consoling us, comforting us, and protecting us. He is our strength. Through him, we can have strength to go on, strength to face challenges, strength to face the loss and sadness. Who among us isn't disturbed by events overnight? Run to God as a refuge and strength. Know that he is always with you. The results you see in verse 2 says that you will not fear. Not fear says the verse, even though the earth give way, though the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Not fear is a man, though buildings collapse and there is debris and devastation, because you are safe in your refuge. The always present arms of God is always there with you. This is a city which is always safe. That's what verses 3-6 lets us know. It's the city of God. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. The Old Testament city of Jerusalem was always an anticipation of the heavenly city of Jerusalem. The point that the psalmist makes is that although nations might be in uproar and earthly kingdoms are falling, if you are a citizen of the heavenly city, if you are one that have a relationship with God, he is your king. He is the one that will deliver you, because you are his child. Then no matter what happens, you will have eternal safe. Amen. John 4:28, Jesus says, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." In other words, God is ultimately in control. He lifts his voice. The earth melted. So powerful is he that all he needs to do is speak, and the earth will melt away, and his city of his people will still stand. Are you God's person? For him, not against him. Trusting him, trusting Jesus for forgiveness, then you'll always be safe. No matter what happens here, you will be safe. You are a citizen of heaven. He will one day bring war to an end. Verse 9 says, he makes war to cease to the end of the earth, breaks the bows and shatters the spear. He burns the shield with fire. This is looking forward to a time when the future, when God will put a stop to all of this mess that is going on in our country. From the New Testament, we understand it's to be the time when Jesus returns back to earth. Amen, and finish up as we know it and put an end to all of the evil. Brothers and sisters, be encouraged. What a time that will be. Amen, at the end of the Bible. Amen, the picture is painted of a glorious future where there will be no more crime. There'll be no more pain, be no more death. For all of that will be finished. God will wipe the tears from our eyes. God is acting, amen, in the future. And all evil, such as we witness here today, will be finished. Yes, you might ask, well, why doesn't God do it now? The Bible answer is that he's giving you more time. He's giving you more opportunity to get your relationship right with him. To stop living a life for themselves and to start living for him and find him in love and forgiveness. So where doesn't God stop the evil? One day, all the walls will be finished. Weapons of warfare will be destroyed. Amen. I'm praying that it will come soon. Finally, my brothers and sisters, verse 10 says, be still and know that I am God. This may be a word, amen, to the raging nations who is in selfishness and hates keeping up their fighting. Like Jesus calming the storm on the lake. One day God will say enough is enough and stop it and be still. But it also a word for us today to be still and know that I am God. God, yeah, is God, and he is in charge. He knows, amen, what he is doing. We might not understand his ways. We might find his ways hard, but we can trust him. He is a trustworthy God who will always does the right thing. And every now and then we can have to say to God, you are God. You know better for me. I found this hard, but I trust you. Being still in the busyness of our lives is very difficult, but we must, yeah, make time. And although sometimes God and his purpose are hidden from us, one day God will exalt around the globe. Everyone will see him in his glory and know he is God and know he is the greatest of all gods. Do I have a witness here? The psalmist, he finishes with the promise that is God who has been with people throughout the ages, right down to history. God who have proven himself as powerful and mighty, and he's gracious and compassionate. He is the God who is able. Anybody know he is able? Well, we may not come when you want him to come, but he'll always be on time. Do I have a witness here? There's an answer for your troubles today. From the psalmist, he says, God is our refuge and our strength. Do I have a witness here? The city will always be safe. Therefore, if we are God's people, therefore, we are members of his city. If I'm in God's hands, nobody can pluck me out. When you think about the goodness of God, we need to be still and know that he is God. Arising from the Psalms, the people might run to God as a refuge. Do I have a witness here? The people will feel safe because of God. The God will bring the walls to an end. The people in the United States will be still and know that he is God. I heard John say, I saw New Jerusalem coming down, good God Almighty. Well, the only thing I can tell you today, he's my shelter in the time of a storm. The text reveals, be steadfast, be immovable, always abounding in the word of God. I'm depending on Jesus, that he'll show up at the right time. I'm depending on Jesus, that he'll show up when I need him. When trouble shows up, he's already there. The reason I know, good God Almighty, because when trouble shows up at my house, he's right there. Trouble has to get permission to be able to come around my street. That's why the psalmist says that God is a present help. Anybody here know he's here right now? He's a present help. You don't have to wait for tomorrow. He's a present help right now. If you don't believe it, check out your table. There's food on it. Check out your body. There's clothes on it. Check out your feet. There's shoes on it. He's a present help right now. You got your right mind. You're able to be comforted. What are you saying, Pastor? I just stopped by to let you know on my way to heaven that trouble don't last always. Good God Almighty, because I have a friend of mine. I come by to let you know that he's available when trouble comes. In other words, God is accessible. There's no trouble situation too big for God. I say to you, he's your refuge and your strength. Is there anybody here today? No, he's your refuge. If you're wondering if anybody came to Jesus just as they was, I stopped by to let you know. He told us in his holy word, if any man be in Christ, that he is a new creature, that all things will pass away, all things will become new. By his power, I'm able today to wake up and give his glory. By his power, I can clap my hands. By his power, I can run. By his power, I can shout, tell the world, he will. Yes, he will. Ain't you glad? The reason why I know that God is all powerful, because he stepped out on the platform of nothing, reached back in nothing, caused something to stand on nothing, took something and made everything. Can anybody shout, he's all right? Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Can I just tell you, he's my help in the time of trouble. He's my friend when I get friendless. He's my mother and my father. He is my all in all. You ought to high five somebody and tell them he's a doctor in the sick room. You ought to tell him he's a lawyer in the courtroom. You ought to high five somebody and tell them he's my joy in sorrow. He's my help for tomorrow. You ought to tell somebody he is my refuge and my strength. Hallelujah. Glory. He's my refuge. Yeah. And my strength. Can you praise him? Can you praise him? Can you praise him? Lift up Jesus. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift him up. He's worthy. He Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Can you do me a favor as I go to my seat? Pray for the rescue effort of those that lost their lives. Pray for those who yet don't know Jesus. Pray for the wounded. Pray for the medical help that attending the injuries of those that has coronavirus. Oh, brothers and sisters, we're living in a evil time now, where people don't seem to have any compassion for one another. We hear on the news every day, somebody been shot and killed. It's a sad time when we can't even go to the grocery store in peace. Can't go to the mall in peace. Just this morning on the way to church, I don't know what happened because I was in a hurry to get to church, but there was a road rage incident. A person pulled out and cut somebody off. And of course, that person began to let his rage take control. The person was going down to the traffic light and was going to make a left turn. But the person that was enraged got in front of them and stopped. Got out of his car. I don't know what happened after that because I went around them to get to church. But I come to tell you, trouble is everywhere. Be careful. Look before you turn. Because it don't take much to tick people off. I mean, you might not mean to do it. You might not even saw them. But because of that person's mindset and the rage that is in them, they're going to act crazy. But if you want protection around you, I know a man. Be your refuge and your strength. And his name is Jesus. I offer him to you today. As we stand in the church, come give me your hand and give God your heart if you're not saved today. You might be in the parking lot. You might be at home, wherever you might be. This is a good time to surrender your life unto the Lord. And if you're not saved, I want you to pray this prayer with me right now. Dear Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. Take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gift that is in me, that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. Get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the Word of God. And perhaps your mind setting is right now is on your loved ones that might be sick at home or sick in the hospital or in the nursing home, wherever they might be, it's time to put them on the altar. The word of God simply says, casting all your cares upon me because I care for you. So if you're here today or wherever you might be, believing by faith, just stretch forth your hands now and say, Lord, here's my situation. I'm an intercessor for somebody in my family. Lord, I'm giving it over to you right now that you will handle it, that you will work it out for the good. As Elder Bradshaw gets ready to lead us in prayer, let our hearts and minds focus on God can. Just look at your neighbor and say, God can. Yeah, he can be anything that you want him to be. And as the preacher prays, just release whatever you need to give to the Lord.
Come on, son.
Just let it go. Let it go. And let God work it out. Pray. Pray, Elder.
Pray. For me, pray for my moment.
Sunday school lessons say give him praise. Worship him. Yeah, in spirit and in truth.
When you bow, wherever it might be. Yeah. At your altar, our Father, Lord, here we are again.
Yes, Lord.
We're gathered in your presence today, Lord.
Yes, Lord, here we are.
To say thank you.
Thank you.
Through many dangers, toils, and snares, Lord, we've already come.
Well,
but we know that your grace will lead us on.
Yeah.
Lord, we all have needs in this building this morning.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We all stand in the need of your help.
Yeah, yeah.
But Lord, before I tell you about my helps and my needs, let me first say thank you for what you already done. You've been good to us. We've been through some things and you brought us, and we want to tell you thank you. Been up, been down, but you still brought us. And we want to tell you thank you. Thank you. Had it not been for you on our sides this morning, Lord, we don't know where we would be, Lord, and we just tell you thank you. Sickness has been all around us.
Yes, Lord.
Sickness has touched some of us.
Yeah, yeah.
But you still brought us.
You brought us, Lord. Yeah.
You kept us, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Names on our church.
Touch, Lord.
List.
Touch, Lord Jesus.
Touch.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Exactly.
Lord, I don't have to send you nowhere because you're already there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know their names, Lord. Mm-hmm. You know where they are.
Yes.
You know what's wrong with them, Lord. Lay your hands on them.
Please, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
Heal this, your church.
Mm-hmm.
At New Hope, Lord.
Yeah.
Your people here
mm-hmm.
at New Hope, all over your land and country, Lord. We got family members that need you. Church family members that's laying on beds of afflictions.
Yes, Lord, have mercy.
Church family members, Lord, who are bereaved. Family members who are bereaved, Lord. But we know you are able this morning.
Touch,
you are able right now, Lord. Touch in a mighty way, oh Lord.
Yes.
Heal right now, God.
Yes,
move by your power today, Lord.
Yes.
We believe you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We believe you.
Yeah.
Because the record shows
and
that you've already done it before.
Yeah.
And we know you'll do it again.
You're
the same God.
Yeah.
You're the same God.
You're able.
And you're able, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We claim it.
Yeah.
By the power of your holy word.
Yeah.
And by the blood of your son, Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And by the power of your Holy Spirit,
yeah.
We believe it now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Trouble in my way, I have to cry sometime. So much trouble, I cry. Lay awake at night. Yeah, but that's all right. Jesus, Jesus. Anybody know him? Trouble on the right, trouble on the left. I heard him say, Jesus. Man, that was one of song Lee Williams song. Praise the Lord. Amen. Give our male chorus a hand. Didn't they sing beautiful? Amen. Our musicians, praise God for them. Director. Amen. All our ministers, deacons. Amen. All of our officers, our mothers. Amen. Our ushers, thank you so much. Sound technicians. Hallelujah. Give yourselves a hand. You've been a lovely audience. Amen. And to all of you that are listening in, we thank God for you being a part of our service today. Amen. May the Lord bless you real good. Amen. As we get ready to go home, we ask that you will please be safe. Wear your mask. Amen. There are those who got vaccinated with both shots, but they still catching the virus. Wear your mask. We can't be too careful. Amen. Amen. Going in and out of stores. And you have to protect yourself so that you be safe around other folk, especially your grandchildren who can't get vaccinated. Amen. So we must be careful where we go. Amen. The record records, I could have been in North Carolina this weekend to one of my dear cousins that passed away. Amen. But because of this virus, amen. The Lord said somebody else can handle that. Amen. Because I know I have to be around you and I have to be around my grandkids.
Amen. And I can't be too exposed to too many things. Amen. Do what is necessary. Amen. It's no time to act crazy with this thing. Praise God. God bless you. If every mind is clear, everybody say, everybody say, everybody say, everybody say, yeah. Everybody say, yeah, yeah. Everybody say, yeah. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of His Holy Spirit, rest, fruit, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, oh, 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 man. God bless you. We love you. Have a blessed and safe week. We love you, Mama.